Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Andrea Anders, just a wonderful actress. You know her work from so many things. Joey, and you've seen her in Modern Family, Young Sheldon, Mr. Sunshine, Better Off Ted, everything you could imagine. But what's coming up now is a soon to be a big hit, Mr. Mom. And it's going to be out as we speak on Vudu. MGM has helped produce this, and it looks terrific. Her and her co-star Greg Anderson kill it in this, and it is going to be a big, big hit. And I'm thrilled to have you. Andrea Anders, how are you?
Thank you. What a nice introduction. I'm wonderful. How are you today, Frank?
Terrific, and congratulations. I saw the trailer. It's terrific. I mean, it really is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and it's based, we should mention, it's based off of the John Hughes vehicle and, you know, Michael Keaton back in the 80s. But this is different. It's got a different feel to it. It's got all the, you know, the great integrity of that, but it really has a nice modern feel. Tell us about it.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice compliment. Yeah, it was an interesting challenge, I think, for the writers because, you know, the way you find your way into that story is tricky because you're right. In 1983, it was more understood and accepted to say, he's going to stay home with the kids? That's crazy. And, you know, nowadays, that's not really. That's,
right.
That's a little sight towards men, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so they had to find a clever, interesting way into that challenge, and I believe that they did. And they've updated it. And at the end of the day, it really becomes about role reversals or even roles we're not used to. As we all know, when we try something new, particularly later in life, it's a little klutzy and hopefully hilarious.
From what I could see, you and Greg have terrific chemistry. Have you worked together before?
No, Hayes and I have not worked together before. However, my brother wrote a movie called She's Out of My League, and Hayes was in that movie playing the role that my brother wrote based on our other brother. So Hayes has literally played my actual brother,
yeah.
Written by my other brother.
Wow.
So family connection, but that was our first time working together. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, if you don't mind, give us a little bit of your background. We know about all the work that you've done, but where did it all start out for you? Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up outside of Madison, Wisconsin, a little town called DeForest. And when I graduated high school, I moved to New York City. But after I was there for a short time, I decided to go to school for acting, which I did at Rutgers in New Jersey. And then from there, I moved back into New York City. And, you know, I started out on Broadway, actually. And after my Broadway run was completed, I got a pilot for a television show in Los Angeles. And when I flew out to shoot the pilot, I thought, oh, I would much rather struggle as an actor here where it's 72 and sunny. So, and then I just stayed here and have been quite fortunate.
Well, listen, quite successful and quite modest also. Andrea Anders is our very special guest. Mr. Mom is the vehicle, and it is terrific. And you're going to be able to, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong, but you'll be able to see 12 episodes pretty quickly. And I think they're all shot in the can, all ready to go. And just a wonderful, wonderful show. And it looks like, again, to me, it looks like it's going to be a big hit, and you know. And
I hope you're right, Frank. Are you good at making those predictions?
I am usually. You know, I mean, I know if something looks,
right,
you know,
right,
looks ridiculous, and it has no chance. This is, you know, this looks dynamite. You know, and you know what's funny is I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were wondering, maybe it was about a month ago, and they were wondering about themes from the past, would they work together? And somebody said Mr. Mom, and I wasn't even thinking Mr. Mom. And then when I saw it come across, I was like, please, you know, get Andrea, because I know your work. I mean, you're terrific in everything you do.
Aww.
You know, you've been in Oz, and you've been in, you play a professional very well. You played a lawyer, right, if I remember correctly, on Joey. You know, you played a lawyer there, and what were you studying in school? What were you studying to be?
Well, I went to school for acting. I went to undergrad for acting, and I went to graduate school for acting. I went to school for a very long time. and so, but I also did work a lot as a waitress and also in the professional world, mostly as a temp, you know. But I have experience of being, you know, in the business world, so it's easy to pretend that. But I was never very, you know, I was always the coffee getter.
Well, it sounds like it's a good credit to your acting if you're coming across very professional. Yeah, I mean, I could see you having gone to business school or something. You got a way about you. It's good and it works. But again, whatever you play in, like I said, it's been very good. Young Sheldon, again, you know, we see on there, we see in a lot of different roles. Is there anything that you've done? And I know you do a lot of pilots, and obviously, you know, we all know what pilots, it's a crapshoot. Are there any pilots that you've done that you were just shocked that they didn't get picked up and they didn't do better?
You know, I don't know that I'm ever shocked anymore. You sort of know what you're signing up for when you choose this life. You're like, you know, look, just good luck, you know, try your best, see what happens. And you always just have that mentality going into any project. You're just like, you know, I think that idea of it's not the destination, it's the journey, and it just makes you want to throw up most of the time. However, it's true. I mean, you're on a ride and you know, you're wise to just enjoy it while it's there, because the truth is you just don't know when anything's going to come and go in this industry. And so, you know, for the most part, I'm always just delighted if something works out and shake it off if it doesn't.
Now, pardon my ignorance on this, but you've shot already 12 episodes. They're already in the can. They're ready to go.
We did. Yep, it's all done. The whole thing. We shot the whole thing like a movie, all out of order, and so that was a little tricky. We had a script supervisor there to say, you know, okay, now wait, this is episode 7, so you don't know this yet. You're like, oh, right, okay. So it was an interesting process, but yeah, we got them all done at the same time.
Now it's on Vudu, and you know, again, that's getting more and more popular every day, and it's a great outlet. Did you have the same restraints, or was it very similar to when you shoot for one of the networks? Is it the same process at this point? Is it? Go ahead.
Well, same process, but also more to the point of that same sort of standards and practices. So that was interesting because, you know, we did a lot of improvising, and you can't be crass because of the way that they wanted this show to work. And as a result, you can watch this show with children, which I think is great because there's not very many of those anymore. And I think it's difficult in this day and age to write down that road so that you're not, you know, offending or being inappropriate for children, and also create something that adults and kids would want to watch. And I think they did it, Mike and Leslie. I think they created something really wonderful that way.
Well, it looks terrific. Like I said, everyone must check out the show. Mr. Mom is the name of it. We got about a minute left with Andrea Anders. And Andrea, give us a website or a social media site where people can kind of follow along with what you're doing. Do you maintain it yourself, or is it something that's being handled for you? What's the best way for people to follow what you're doing?
You know, I'm not really doing the social media generation totally. I do have an Instagram account, but I'm not amazing at posting. I mostly like to look at raccoon videos and inspirational quotes.
Well,
I'm trying to be better, and this is a true story. When they asked me to post the trailer, I was on the phone with the 28-year-old publicist for 45 minutes to post a video. My niece was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I know, it's ridiculous. So I do it, and my Instagram is at Andrea Anders B, and I'm doing my best.
Well, listen, whatever you're doing, just continue to do it. You're having a tremendous success, and this looks like a huge hit. Mr. Mom is the name of the show, and yeah, it's based on the Michael Keaton, John Hughes picture from the 80s, but it's much different. It's modern. You're going to get the same warmth. You're going to get the same type of feel there, but it is a modern take on that, and you're going to be very impressed if you watch it. Guaranteed. Andrea Anders, thank you very much for being here. Good luck and congratulations on everything.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. And to everyone out there, thanks for tuning in. Again, Andrea Anders, you know her work from Joey, Mr. Sunshine, Oz, Better Off Ted, Modern Family, Young Sheldon. She does a lot of these, and I think this is going to be a hit. Mr. Mom is the name of it. And again, her co-star is Greg Anderson and Frank McKay here, signing off. Andrea Anders has been our very special guest. Watch Mr. Mom and binge watch it. There's 12 episodes, and you can see it on Vudu. MGM produced it, and we'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.